We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. And my name is Bob Arthurs, and we've got Duke Matlock here with us one more time today. And we're going to be talking about his book, Get Up and Grow, 21 Habits of Successful People, and the corresponding journal that goes along with that. So yesterday we had talked about investing in our spiritual success and investing in our success as a whole. Today we're going to get back into those, into his 21 habits that he writes about in his book. And we're going to be talking about two areas specifically, and that is our health and creating margin in our life. And so good morning, Duke. Welcome to the Refresh Radio broadcast once again.
Hey, good morning,
Bob. And before I get into these discussing this with, by the way, I wanted to bring this to you so that this would help make your Christmas season a lot more enjoyable. And nobody wants a cranky Christian. I don't like it when I'm cranky. Nobody else likes it when I'm cranky. And so if we can make sure that we are taking care of the things yesterday that we talked about, but also these two specifically today, I believe we will finish out the year in a much better position. I want to remind you that you can get his book on Amazon.com. and DukeMatlock.com. You can find a link there. And the proceeds from the book and the journal go to Invest in Leadership Initiative, which is a nonprofit that provides coaching for pastors and Christian leaders at a below market cost level. And so, yeah. I'm very, very thankful for Duke. He's a friend of mine and has been very beneficial in helping me to become a better me. So I'm hoping I'm a better me at the end of this year than I was. So let's look about this health issue. I read something. One of the things that you talk about here is learning one new thing. But I read an article on Monday of this week that exercising, just having some exercise in your life, drastically reduces your risk of death in so many different areas and improves the quality of your life. I've got that. It's a little email article that comes to me. And so we'll start talking about this health thing here. You've got the first habit in the health section is
to walk.
Oh, to walk.
Or you could say, I think on the, when you actually get to that page, it says be active.
Yeah.
You know, we often miss the correlation between our physical health and our mental processes or our spiritual development. It seems like when someone goes down in one area, they go down in all three. It seems like they all kind of tank together. You lose sleep at night, it affects tomorrow. All of those things are linked together. So my health has always been a challenge for me. I grew up, I was a very thin guy. In my adult life, I gained weight, and it's continually a thing for me. Now, last year, I lost 95 pounds. I did it with these five habits I'm going to show you today. Very, very simple habits, so simple. Now, I'm not a certified health coach. I'm not a personal trainer. You know, I'm not a doctor, a physician. I'm not giving medical advice. But here are some really, really great habits. The first one is go for a walk. Studies tell us that the person who walks 25 minutes a day, 25 minutes, everybody ought to write that number down, walks 25 minutes a day, adds, on average, 7 years to their life.
That's significant.
7 years to their life. They also tell us, it has to do with heart health. They also tell us that if we walk every day, it adds so many, it has so many benefits. So we're not talking about being a member of a gym. You know the least used piece of equipment at a gym, Bob? You
do? I know, but I'm going to let you tell them.
Yeah, it's the front door.
It's the front door.
Because they want $30 a month from you, and they don't want you to come. What we know is that we may not get in the car and drive to the gym every day, but putting on a pair of tennis shoes and walking out the front door and coming back 25 minutes later, we can all do that.
Yeah. We have a reminder around our house that we need to go for a walk, and that's my daughter's dog. when we come home at night, she is saying, okay, I'm ready to go for my walk. I was born for this, and you need to take me. And so that's one of the little reminders that we have. And, you know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, they didn't have all of the conveniences that we had. And so getting from point A to point B was a great deal more struggle. And so now we have to be very intentional about getting the physical activity that we need to be healthy. And so in all honesty, that's a struggle for me too, is finding time for a regular.
I sit at a desk all day long. Don't you?
Most of the time.
So if we're not intentional about it, we'll never get it in.
Yeah.
You know, set a goal. I use an app called Map My Walk. It's free. And it keeps a record. You mentioned yesterday about being social. With Map My Walk, you can choose people to share that with to hold you accountable.
Oh, okay. Cool. Number two here is plan your meals. Now, we've just come through Thanksgiving, and we got Christmas and all sorts of Christmas parties. So this is something that would really – I heard that on a news broadcast that on average, people in America gain anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds from the 1st of November till the end of December. And that's we need to break that. So planning our meals would be very helpful.
So what did you so what do you say to the person that blew it over Thanksgiving? They had too much pie, they had too much turkey, they had too much dressing. I mean, it's a pretty simple thing. I received an email and a short video from a guy named Ray Edwards out of Nashville, and I thought his advice was great. It was just great. He said, simply resume. That was yesterday. So today,
start over.
Resume. So what we say here is, while you're sitting down, you planned your calendar. All right? You're going to do that. We're going to show you how to do that during this time. While you're in the morning, you plan your calendar. You know everywhere you're going to be today, so you're not ever going to need to go through McDonald's. If you know you're going to have to eat in the car, take a protein bar with you. Plan your meals. Plan your meals.
Yeah. Now, I know the scripture says that bodily exercise profiteth little, but that doesn't mean that we're supposed to neglect our temple. We should be taking good care of our physical well-being. I mean, it's the only body that we get. And so my wife realized that she needed to make a change in her health, because she wanted to be able to get down on the floor and play with grandbabies.
Yeah.
And so now that we've got one of those grandbabies, she's very glad that she did that. So plan your meals, write it down, and keep track of it. Use one of those apps that's available. Number 14 is record what you eat.
Everything that goes in your mouth, write it down. My family will use My Fitness Pal. Again, it's free, but if it goes in your mouth, write it down. It is absolutely amazing how that you can take a salad and put 350 calories in dressing on it. And all of a sudden your low-calorie salad just became 1,000 calories.
That's not good.
No. So you measure things, and you write it down.
And what was the name of the app again? My Fitness Pal. So yeah. That way they calculate, I'm assuming that they're able to calculate all the calories and all of that sort of
calories,
stuff.
Calories, carbs, everything. It's all done for you. I would recommend that. You also, our journal gives you a place to write down what you're eating. And I'd recommend you jot that down as well.
Okay. And then the next thing is learn one new thing about nutrition.
Yeah, that is very simple. Learn something every day about your physical body and about food that you eat or exercise. Just one simple new habit, or new piece of information about health. Like I read the other day that your body actually burns fat. It's like alcohol on a match. It burns it really, really fast. And so healthy fats is the first source that you eat. That's the reason why avocados is a great snack. It has healthy fats in it. And so more fat's good if it's healthy fat.
One of the places that I go, because I don't necessarily read whole books like we did in some of the other sections, but I get an email that comes to me several times a week. It's called Real Age by ShareCare. Not everything that they send me is helpful, but that's the one that I was talking about, that it says that exercise has life benefits. And so that's something you can read one article a day, or you can read several articles a day. And it really helps me, because that's something that's not in my normal pursuit of things. Number 16, the habit that you talk about here, this is something that you and I have discussed on a personal level, and that's rest. Something that we tend to shortchange ourselves of.
You know, rest is, we always think about rest as sleep, and we all need 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Arianna Huffington's book about sleep, great book, and she writes in there, she quotes some research that says a person that's operating on 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night actually has the cognitive skills of a toddler.
Ugh.
So we need to be sleeping, but that's not all that rest is. Rest should also be fun. There should be things in our life that we're doing that we enjoy doing that take our mind off of everything that's going on. In my house, every holiday, we buy a 1,000 or 2,000 piece puzzle. And then we all sit around and we work on it, and it's a multi-day event. And we have so much fun with it, and it's actually fun. Now, for some families, that would be boring. But for our family, it's just a lot of fun.
For me, that would be obsessive compulsive, and everybody would wake up the next morning. I wouldn't have been asleep, and I'd have the puzzle put together. So.
Well, we can convince you to do that. You know, it's amazing, though, that if we sleep, and we have fun. If we sleep and we have fun, how much we can get accomplished, how much better we feel about our life.
It's very true. I know that if I get 8 hours of sleep, I wake up feeling completely different than I do if I've really struggled the night before. So that's not just an hour here or an hour there either. I mean, biblically, we should have a day that we set aside where that is primarily.
That's the third leg of the stool is the Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
Is that every one of us, we should all sleep at night, we should all have something fun in our life, and we should all set aside one day a week for rest.
Uh-huh. And we'll be better for it. I mean, we'll be more productive having set that side of time. That time aside than if we would have just tried to plow through. I remember when I was in retail that they did a study and found that stores that were open 7 days a week, that they weren't generating any more sales than they did when they were open 6 days a week. I came from a region of the country that had blue laws and stuff like that, where they weren't open on Sunday, and then they opened on Sunday. They found their expenses went up and their sales hadn't gone up. And so they thought they were gaining a competitive advantage, and really they actually hurt themselves. So
for some reason, we think that working more means that we're going to have more productive. And if we don't rest, if we don't have all three of those things, it doesn't work.
Yeah. So and here's the part that will be really helpful for people during this holiday season, and that is investing in margin. So Why don't you walk us through these next five habits, and then we've still got one from investing in success to talk about there. How can people create more margin in their life?
okay, when we say margin, let's define it. Margin is the amount of space that's left over. So we want to create that space. If you were to look at a glass of water, how full is that glass of water? Well, if it's all the way full to the top, if you drop a lemon in it, you have a mess. And when you make a mess in front of other people, they lose confidence in you. So we want to plan enough to where there's some margin in our life. We need enough margin to rest, to play, to do those things. So four simple questions at the end of your day. Last 15 minutes of your day, and we're going to make an appointment with yourself and answer four questions. The first one is, what did I get done today? Just write it down. If you have our journal, there's a place in there for you to write it down. What did I get done today? Just simply list those things down. The second question is, what did I not get done today? The first question is celebration. Woo, I got this done. The second question is analysis. You know, well, what didn't I get done today? And the third question is, why didn't it get done? Now, I don't like why questions.
Right.
No, because they're really judgmental. If I look at my wife and I say, why did you cook that? That's usually a bad night. We just don't. But none of us like, none of us want to be judged or to, someone to ask us a why question. But in this case, we're using why appropriately because I want you to judge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason you didn't get everything done today? So what did I get done today? What did I not get done? And why didn't I get it done? Was I playing too much Clash Royale? Was I playing Risk too much on my iPhone? Did I spend too much time playing, goofing around? What was it that I was doing? Or did my boss come in and give me something else to do? Did someone pass away, a pastor, and he had to go to the hospital? What is it? We want a record of what happened. And then we want to ask the question, what am I going to do tomorrow? Now, this is really important because when we're talking about what are you going to do tomorrow, we're looking for six or seven items, no more than six or seven items. And if you, and with those six or seven items, we want to set an agenda for your day tomorrow. So often I'll start coaching with someone and they'll tell me they have 12 or 24 or 20 items on their to-do list. And I say, you can't get them all done. You need to do it, delegate it, or dump it off that list because you're not going to get all those things done today. Mm-hmm. Why set yourself up every day to be a failure? You put too much on there, you're not going to get it done. So let's not put it on there. Let's put on there what you're actually going to do, and then let's do it, and then let's be accountable ourselves for getting it done. Six or seven items. If you'll limit it to six or seven items, your productivity will go up 80%. That's what they say. So what we want is we want your productivity to go up, and we want to do that by having a firm list of what you're going to accomplish when you head into tomorrow.
Okay, so maybe some I know we've talked about the main points here, but for people with already, you know, planned out days, structured days, and now we're going into the Christmas season and there are extracurricular activities,
right,
there are kids programs. Any helpful hints as that would help add other things into the already busy schedule and not be ready to lash out at one another and make everybody's life miserable?
Some of those things, though, and now my kids are grown now, and I get that, and I don't have grandkids yet. But when my kids were growing up, going to my kids' plays were fun. Going to my wife's office Christmas party or having people over to our home, those were things that were fun. It's a busy time of year, but sometimes we just have to be grateful that we have that much love in our life.
Right.
That there are that many things for us to do. And that it's Christmas and it's exciting. We also have all the extra shopping that has to be done. And I don't know about everybody else, but that's not my favorite thing.
That's not.
So I get a lot of that. I don't know how we would free up time if they're launching this at Christmas. I think it may come as some challenge to them. But if they'll do these things in the morning, they'll have more time at the end of their day.
So that's the biggest thing there is.
Did that happen to you?
It did. And so if I know what I've got coming, I'm able to, when I have my agenda planned, it helps me to say no to other things that might come up and say, no, I can't do that right now. And you know, that's, I was never one that was great at saying no, but it has empowered me to be able to say no to lower priority things in order to embrace the things that are on my agenda.
I think that's the reason why people become so frustrated at these times of year, because they don't plan. So I'm suggesting that you get up in the morning and you know that you've got this other thing on your agenda that's going to take 2 hours. Well, something has to give, and we have to plan for it. When we don't plan for it and we try to do everything we were doing before and we try to do all the things that are tied to this time of year, we are destined to end up in a painful situation.
Yeah. Now, I know that we talked a little bit about some of the fun things that can sidetrack us from getting our tasks accomplished. But in your book, you talk about sometimes it's things that we actually love doing that displaces, we can utilize that as a temptation to displace things that we actually need to be doing.
Yeah. So let me tell you a story. I love the story. I always paid my kids to read when they were growing up. That's how they earned their allowance. I was raising them to be thinkers, and so I gave them 10 cents a page. Then we had to put a cap on it, no more than 200 pages a week. All right? and so they would read. They would literally, all three of my girls would read about a book a week when they were growing up, and they did that because that's how they got their movie money, $20 a week. Well, my youngest daughter fell in love with reading. Fiction, she just loves to read. So when she went to college, she would lay in her bed, and she would read the things that she'd love to read rather than studying. So how do you, I mean, you know, you're looking at your kid, you're going, you're wasting your life reading.
Right.
You know, well, even if it's something that is as healthy as reading, it needs to be reading the right stuff. You know, it's like eating. You know, we don't want people to stop eating. We just want them to eat the right things.
Right. And so one of the things you shared with me was, and maybe this would fall into develop your own habit, but you taught me how to schedule my hour and say, okay, this is the time when you take care of those unexpected things, or you take care of those mundane things that need to be done. So
we coach people through a 50-10-1 productivity program. And we have slots available for someone who'd want to go through that program. If you want to see the PDF that goes with it, you get, this isn't a cheap plug, but if you get the book, and in the book, we'll give you a link where you can go on and download, I think it's 5 or 7 PDFs that explain all of these things we're talking about.
Okay. And we bypassed one yesterday, and we wanted to go back to it at the end of the day today. And that's when investing in success, habit number 11 is visualization, easy for me to say, and confession.
Yeah, so here's the deal. This is how these four questions add margin, is you do them at the end of your day. Once you do them, you close them up, and you don't take them home with you. So when you go home at night, you don't think about all the things at work tomorrow. You go home, and you're away from it. The next morning, when you are getting ready to face the day, you bring them out, and you do an agenda review. You wrote that the night before.
Right.
And you do visualization and confession. And what we want you to do there is I want you to see your day and everything that you're going to face and visualize yourself accomplishing those things, not the obstacles, but the answers. I want you to see yourself getting those things done. The first church I was on staff with, the pastor told me, he said, I want you to imagine before you make every decision all the possible outcomes of that decision. Determine in advance what your response is going to be. That's visualization. All right. And confession is a biblical principle to where you speak life over those things. Confession is bringing your words, in this case, confession is bringing your words in alignment with God's word. So what I want, before you leave your home in the morning, while you're in your time of prayer, while you have your agenda in front of you, I want you to bring your thoughts and your words in alignment with how God views you and how God views your day. And I want your agenda to, instead of being a task list, I want it to be God's will and God's plan for your day.
Mm-hmm. And if we're functioning in God's will, in God's timing, with God's provision, we can't fail. it's going to be glorious. And so
there's one more habit we missed, and that's make your own habit.
Okay.
And what make your own habit is basically, I don't know what your life looks like. Everybody's not going to take all 21 that we've presented. So the 21st habit is build habits that reflect accurately your life and the things that you learn. So when I read Mark Rutland's book, 21 Seconds to Change Your World, I added the habit of praying the Lord's Prayer every day. So it's just a part of my day. So what do you need to add to be a part of your day?
I was an observer. I was just there to support my son. He was in a meeting the other day, and the person he was talking to, we got to talking about golf. I mean, they talked about all sorts. And he told me when he was the most successful of a habit that he had made, a daily habit in his life, it resulted in him having 4 hole-in-ones in 1 year. And it's like, wow. And so, I mean, if I was a golfer, I am a golfer, but it makes me want to pick up that habit. So we want you to have a glorious Christmas season. This coming Sunday morning, we have a Christmas production with Richard Roncesvalles, a musical Christmas extravaganza. And so we want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God this Sunday morning, 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for worship with Pastor Roncesvalles. And we're going to have a great time. We want to celebrate the season of our Savior's birth. We don't want it to be a burden on us. And so we do want to remind you about that. I will be sharing on Sunday night at 6:30. Come and be a part of that. But also check out Duke's material, Get Up and Grow, 21 Habits of Successful People, and the corresponding journal. You can find those on Amazon.com and DukeMatlock.com. And it'll be a blessing to you in your life. I've got people in my church that this workshop that we did last summer, it's been a major transition point in their lives. It's been very beneficial to them. And God is really bringing about all sorts of great breakthrough moments, not just in one area of their life, but in many, many areas of their life. And so I encourage you to check out that material. We wanted it to be a blessing to you and help you be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to do it with joy. And so we want to thank you, Duke, for spending a couple of days with
us. Thanks for having me.
And everyone else, we pray that you have a great and glorious weekend. If you're looking for a church in the central Brevard County area, we'd love to have you come and check out Merritt Assembly of God. This is Pastor Bob Arthurs, and we will see you Monday right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.